the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
There's an ancient saying that goes something like this: we stand on the shoulders of giants. It means that each discovery, or truth, builds on previous discoveries. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today on the Missouri State Journal, I have Dr. Matt Siebert, Associate Professor of Chemistry at Missouri State University. He is here to tell us how his foundational research works toward the goal of ending disease. This is the first in a two-part series with Siebert.
Foundational research fits into the kind of broader scientific community in that foundational research kind of provides that basic level understanding so that eventually you have enough of a base knowledge that you can make advancements in different areas. You have those bits and pieces of science at the ready to implement when the time comes.
The chemical compound that drew Siebert's interest will be unfamiliar to many of us. It's called rotenone, and it's commonly found in the South American barbasco root. It can also be found in other plants in North and South America, Southeast Asia, the Southwest Pacific Islands, and even Southern Africa. He tells us more.
We are interested in the way that nature makes this compound. This is a naturally occurring compound that's found in bushes in South America. And these bushes are actually utilized by people in those areas. They grind that bush up and they can put it into a water supply, and it kills the fish and they float to the surface. And so they have a source of food that's readily available. It is also a useful pesticide. It was used in the United States for a period of time as a pesticide, but then there was a link between spraying this compound on fields and Parkinson's disease. And so that is now a banned substance as of the early 2000s.
Siebert and a graduate student conducted a series of experiments to identify the final few steps in the development of rotenone. He likens it to a puzzle. Once you know how the pieces fit together, it's easier to solve. When scientists make a new discovery about chemical composition, creation, or interaction, they are able to use that knowledge to develop antidotes for combating harmful chemicals. His studies, he noted, have the potential to assist in the development of new pharmaceuticals to fight Parkinson's and other disorders.
The reason that we're interested in how nature makes compounds is that we may then be able to use that for our best interest. So we might be able to create it synthetically. We might be able to kind of make modifications so that the organism makes something that's slightly different that we may better utilize.
For now, Siebert is hopeful that Parkinson's patients will one day see a benefit that can be tied back to rotenone research.
The useful qualities of rotenone at the moment are that it's used in Parkinson's research. Scientists can actually administer this to lab animals to induce tremors, and then different medications can be administered to those lab animals to try and suppress the tremors. And so one day that might lead to a pharmaceutical compound that helps with people that have symptoms of Parkinson's disease. Additionally, in kind of that broader scope, is the fact that we may be able to modify the compound that is made naturally, and that it kind of has infinite possibilities in how it might be able to aid humankind.
That was Dr. Matt Siebert, Associate Professor of Chemistry at Missouri State University. Tune in again next week to hear about how his research has implications on making sure you can get where you're going. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.